On this episode of The Playbook, I have the CEO, Michael Moe, that's right, of Cooler Technology Group. And we're going to talk about asking bigger than the galaxy. This man is doing stuff for 30 years from now on Mars. This is incredible. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
I have an incredible CEO, Michael Moe, of Cooler Technology Group and an incredible company that I'm most interested in learning about because it is like literally Star Wars to me, the Cooler Technology Group. Michael, welcome to The Playbook.
Hey, thank you, David. Thank you for having us.
You know, you may not know this about me, but I actually started my career in technology. I was CEO of PCE Phone in 1999. It was the world's first convergence device. And out of all the technology that we poured into this Microsoft, HP, you know, Samsung manufactured device, the one component that they talked about that would make the remarkable difference was the battery. Because it had a lot of power necessary in a very small space. So I thought, you know, Cooler obviously is dealing in energy and in battery technology, but I would love for you to explain to people what the critical business issues are of the importance of what you do at Cooler with lithium ion batteries and other energy types of things that you are doing.
Right. That's a good point. The battery has been kind of the bottleneck for electronics ever since we have electronics, right? It's always about energy, right? So what we do at Cooler is we have been working with NASA and space applications. My team has been working on that for the last 30 years. So Dr. Tim Knowles, my partner, our CTO, and the team has worked together, and we build thermal management devices for NASA and aerospace and defense applications using carbon fiber. So that's kind of the core base of our technology. My mission is to take that technology and apply to mass market applications, such as lithium-ion battery. So lithium-ion batteries have a couple of kind of performance and safety issues. One is you may have heard some of the infamous recalls of batteries, like the Samsung Galaxy 7 Notes a few years back, that you know batteries tend to catch fire. So we provide the technology for NASA to prevent battery fire on the International Space Station. We work on that technology for them, for the astronauts' spacesuit, really high-end applications like that. So now we're literally applying that technology to EVs, to battery shipment, to energy storage products, and to commercialize a space-grade application into commercial applications. And then the other one is to some of the you know the battery, the most extreme cases, it would catch fire. But then when you use it in high power applications, the batteries will get hot. So we also provide cooling solutions for electronics and batteries. So it's on both the cooling side and on the safety side.
And that's why you named it Cooler with a K, K-U-L-R, as the nuance of that side of the business?
Right. Yeah, that's right. So when we first started, you know, I'm based in Northern California, Silicon Valley. My team is both mostly based out of San Diego. And then, you know, we team all came from the aerospace world, defense contractor world. When we started a company, we thought we're going to, you know, no pun intended, we want a cooler name, four letters and everything. And then we choose kind of a play with words, play with sound. And so we came up with the concept of Cooler. Yeah.
Well, I'm not an engineer or technologically advanced enough to figure out the technology itself, but as a marketing person, I thought it was an exceptional name and you did really well. And I'm thinking too, on the Samsung side, coming from that business, every time I went on an airplane, I thought, could there be a more tragic marketing thing happen to you than every airplane someone sits down on, they're advertising that your batteries burn up and suck. Every single plane, if you have a Samsung phone, please, you can't use it because it will burn up. I was thinking to myself, these are not the free commercials that we look for in viral marketing. Now, coming up with these more complex types of businesses, you've been working at them 30 years. With that evolution, I'm sure when you started out 30 years ago, working with, you know, Lockheed and all the defense people down in San Diego and with all the technology people that we've worked with over 30 years in the Silicon Valley, your business did not look in your mind like it does today. What are some of the things that back then you were looking at that has allowed you to pivot, evolve, angle towards the solutions that exist today from where you started?
Yeah, no, great question. So just to clarify, I didn't start this business 30 years ago, but I've been in business for 30 years. Yeah. So my partner, Tim Knowles, Dr. Tim Knowles, and the team has been working on this for 30 years. So I partnered with Tim about 7 years ago, 2013. That's when we started Cooler. I started my career in the semiconductor business. I got my undergrad and grad degree from University of California, Santa Barbara, electrical engineering, computer science. And afterwards, I worked for Hewlett Packard for a couple of years. And then in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, like everybody else in the back in the 90s, you got to start your internet company. So I started my internet company, software companies. And since then, we've been involved in about a couple dozen companies, finance them, grow them, take them public, as well as, M&A activities and so forth. But coming back to this, we started Cooler 2013. And the mission was, when I was involved with a semiconductor company, I found that that's when the smartphones, the small OTT set-top boxes and all that stuff starting to proliferating. And I realized that for semiconductor, heat becomes both the bottleneck for reliability and for performance. So I thought that maybe the next chapter of my career would maybe solve heat problems. So I knew Tim for a long time, and we started. I'm like, this is a carbon fiber space-based application. It'd be really cool to apply to these semiconductor and battery applications. And that's how we started. So 7 years later today, actually that mission statement is as relevant today, if not more so than 7 years ago. Obviously we have to pivot a lot, like you just said. I did not appreciate and realize the challenge, how difficult it is to take a space application, which, you know, NASA buys $900 hammers. So cost is not as much a concern for those guys. But when you actually apply it to commercial world, where cost is very sensitive and scalability is very sensitive, it's a tremendous amount of challenge. So we've been, the last couple of years, we've been trying to overcome that challenge by lowering the cost, working on better applications, better configurations. I think we're almost there, right? So this year we start announcing customers such as Volta Energy that we're applying to the energy storage space. We work with a Silicon Valley-based EV company called Draco Motors. They produce a 1,200 horsepower pure EV supercar, right? Go to 206 miles per hour. So we're supplying them the same thermal architecture that's on the Mars rover to cool this fastest EV on the planet. So those are commercial applications that we're applying that technology start coming into. So it's a lot of pivot. It's a lot of figuring out the core technology platform, how that gets applied to multiple applications in a scalable way and in a cost-effective way.
You make a really good point. You know, imagine if taxpayers' dollars were treated like investors' dollars. There'd be a lot more efficiency in our taxpaying dollars if we treated each taxpayer as an investor in some of these solutions that we're helping with. In that conversion from when we take things, you know, and most of our great technologies in America come from military defense, and then we have to mass produce them and make them efficient and effective and cost effective to that matter. What were the biggest challenges that you see ahead of you when we're now looking at storing battery power? I know, for example, on the EV side, there's a huge billions of dollars are being raised right now on the work trucks. You know, I would see the big VCs, it's $2.6 billion raised here. If anybody can get delivery trucks on EV with the power that they need and the rechargeability, what are the key components you see until we have more ubiquitous charging for almost everything? And, you know, how long does that, in your opinion, going to take us?
You know, like you said, billions, tens of billions of dollars are going into these EV companies. You know, not just the B2C companies, especially the B2B ones, right? The commercial applications. So where we see where we Cooler plays a role in that, this is our strategy. Very much kind of a little bit in sync with what you're talking about, the government part of it, the NASA, the DoD part of it. Our strategy is this, is that we work with NASA and DoD customers to develop the cutting edge technology because they got the roadmap, they got the budget, if you will. And thank you, our NASA friends, the budget, you know, to finance and the vision to drive all these high-end applications. So we work very closely with those guys. And then we also work closely with regulators, government bodies and regulators, because it's very important to let them know our technology is available so that the future of the regulatory safety roadmap can consider and maybe even include our solution into that roadmap. And number three is, like you said, applying those technology and how it fits with the regulatory roadmap onto the commercial side. So we see our application in three different areas for the EV market. One is we have a technology called ISC that we're the exclusive licensing partner from NASA to commercialize for them. This is a technology that NASA used to test for their astronauts, the battery backpack for astronauts and all their space missions. So we license that technology. Now we're applying that to EV companies, to electric plane companies, to power tool companies, e-bike companies, to test for the safety of their battery pack. So that's one. The other one is our PPR technology that prevent the battery from burning. So that we're working with energy storage customers, EV customers to adopt to that technology. Third, I think you're gonna be looking at second life and end of life applications for these batteries, meaning that after it's on the EV application, you ship those batteries, that's maybe 80% capacity, to energy storage applications. Then after it's done, you might have to recycle these batteries. So safe transportation and shipping of the second life and end of life applications for recycling is very, very important. So the last thing you need is a UPS truck get burned down because some recycled batteries catch on fire, right? So we supply the battery storage solution on the International Space Station for the astronauts' laptop batteries. Now we're adopting that technology for battery shipping. So for second life applications and recycling applications, we're going to take that International Space Station technology to commercialize. So to hopefully to keep all these large format batteries doing recycle and transportation, keep them safe.
You know, it's amazing to me in your space, no pun intended, that, you know, I'm a big person that believes in, you know, imagining before we develop and implement and execute. And there's so much imagination from really hypercritical analytical people. And there seems to be, I think, a miscommunication that we see a lot of technology people as, you know, very pragmatic in nature. And the more that I have CEOs like you on that are, you know, well-versed, educated, and intelligent with the greatest schools in the world behind you, your real superpower isn't the analytical side or the education and training that you received. It's truly the expansive imagination that you have. And then you have the skills in which to implement or execute on that imagination. How important was your imagination and how did it rely or depend on the critical skills that you learned to complement that?
Well, thank you for the compliment. For, you know, first of all, I think, you know, to be creative, right? To be innovative, I think it's important, you know, to as an entrepreneur. And I think my role as entrepreneur and CEO is actually I look at myself as a custodian of things. It's a custodian of this technology, right? I didn't invent this technology. Some of the technology that we provide at Cooler wasn't invented here, but we aggregated together from NASA and so forth. So I look at Cooler as a vehicle of of a custodian of this suite of technology that we think is important from a technical point of view for battery safety and the roadmap of battery safety. So we become that. And then we're also a custodian of the money and trust from our shareholders. So because my shareholders, they give us hard-earned money, deploy capital with Cooler, and then we deploy that capital to develop the product and on our roadmap. Then we also listen to our customers, right? So the NASA's and the DoD customers have very forward-looking requirements. For example, we're doing a 3D printing battery into space. We just got awarded from NASA Marshall Space Center. The goal is eventually one day when we go back to the moon again, I think it's 2024, that's the Artemis project. In 2028, we'll have people start living at moons. So the goal is that if a battery were to break down on the moon, you don't have to ship a new battery over there. You can 3D print a new battery pack on the moon. So we're working on that kind of forward-looking technology. But so that vision actually didn't come from us, right? That vision came from the customer. So we're kind of a custodian of that. We're an enabler of that, right? So we're in the fortunate position that we can aggregate these innovation, these creative thoughts, and we're in the kind of the macro trend of EV and energy storage, so we can apply these technology. Which is, I can actually come back to our mission statement, which is actually taking the space technology and apply to all these new applications. So we feel fortunate to be in this position. We consider ourselves as custodians of that technology, custodian of our shareholders' investment dollars, so we can enable the market to go forward.
You know, one of the things that you and I share is we believe the number one thing that stops an entrepreneur from achieving their potential is the simple fact that they quit. And the reason I think they quit is partial and part of what you're talking about there, but it's also this combination or blend of persistence with patience. And I look at your background through the education that you have and all the different careers that you've had and inserting yourself in the last 7 years as a Cooler, as someone who is extremely persistent, but also you have this blend of patience. What advice can we give to entrepreneurs to help offset what we consider to be the biggest tragedy for an entrepreneur and for our, I believe our future, because entrepreneurs, in my opinion, are going to save the world. They always have and they always will. What can we give them as advice to blend the persistence with patience and just not give up?
Well, thank you. I think that you have to have a big dream to start out with. Your goal needs to be, for the lack of a better word, a little bit noble. Right. It can't just be make a few bucks, because if you make a few bucks, then you probably just stops. But your goal needs to be bigger than yourself. Your goal needs to be noble and big enough where even when you're successful, you're not there yet. You know, like Elon Musk. Right. I mean, he's going to Mars. So he's got a 30-year goal. Right. So the goal needs to be big. So and you really believe it. So the cliche is that if you love what you do, you never work another day. So, but you do work every day and it is hard, but you kind of believe in it and you just got to keep going, it's really kind of serendipity that the one of the most exciting event for Cooler this year was our heatsink was on the Mars Rover 2020 program. The name of the rover is called Perseverance. Yes, Mars Rover Perseverance 2020. So that's exactly the concept that you've been kind of evangelizing in your podcast all the time, which is your playbook, right? Your roadmap to revenue, never give up. So it's perseverance. And I look at the team, Tim, and everybody who's worked on this technology for the last 30 years. And it's perseverance, and now we're at this space or place where this technology is being highly valued and it's highly valuable. And we need to continue the heritage of this technology and then extend to multiple markets that is going to be meaningful to the rest of the world. So this technology and the company would last hopefully far longer than, you know, us. And then I want that technology to expand because this is not just another app. It's not a, you know, it's not just another, you know, photo sharing app. It's core technology. And then that, you know, that's why we look at it as a kind of a custodian concept and evangelize that and then can extend that into multiple applications for years to come.
I certainly appreciate all these lessons, but you also snuck in one of my favorite lessons, which is you can't out-ask the universe. You got to ask big and you got to ask often. You can't out-ask the universe. I started at 5 years old. My dream was to make $1 million and I was going to buy my mom a house and a car and retire forever. $1 million. Right. And now today my ask is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. And I think right. I'm finally at least getting to the minimum mass of what I think the universe can allow us to have somewhere between infinity and limitlessness, which is where cooler exists, in my opinion, right between limitlessness and infinity, doing so many things that will change not just the Earth, it's going to change the galaxy. So very, very rare do I get to bring a CEO that I get to say, hey, we have a galaxy changer. Michael Mo, the CEO at Cooler Technology Group, an incredible, wise, passionate and compassionate CEO. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you'd like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.